You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. This week I caught up with Eddie Bradley to talk business, but sustainable business. Eddie is what I like to call a champion of change. He develops ESGs and sustainable solutions for MSEs, which in layman's terms means he partners up with businesses and helps them to strive to make sustainability a part of their everyday practices. He told me how he found himself in this line of work.
Really, whenever my last business took off, I had the opportunity then to really sit back and think about what was going to be most important and how you could actually make an impact in the wider world. And it was then I really discovered that sustainability was the actual issue that's going to make the biggest difference to everyone going forward. And really, my most important metric is actually making an impact rather than, you know, trying to have high profits or whatever. So it was really perfect for me to be able to get involved in that and start partnering with other people towards those aims.
Between the ESGs and the MSEs, I needed clarity on what exactly it all meant. I asked Eddie for a breakdown of what the letters mean and what they look like in everyday practice in a business setting.
Often there's extra jargon put in there by consultants, and it feels like they're trying to make it more confusing, when really ESG is just thinking about sustainability in a wider sense. At its core, it's about focusing beyond solely on making higher profits and aiming to make a positive impact in the world. So if we break down the ESG, which is what everyone's going to be referring to, so the environmental would be what more people would be familiar with sustainability. So that's limiting the carbon in the atmosphere, reducing pollution and waste, but also promoting biodiversity. But then you've also got the S, which is social. So that's looking after people. That could be the own employees in your business. That could be other workers in your supply chain or consumers and the wider community locally. And then finally, there's the G, which is essentially running the business in a sustainable way. So that's having clear and transparent procedures for running the business. So for a small business, that could just be paying your suppliers promptly and having procedures in place if there is any disputes with employees.
And these are becoming more and more important because there is now legislation that's going to mandate reporting on those kind of three principles.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, it's been talked about a lot recently, and that's because of the EU Green Deal. But there's also legislation in the US and the UK, most developed economies as well, which are going to impact the larger businesses to begin with. Mm-hmm. But the larger businesses are going to require reporting from anyone who's in that supply chain. So if you imagine a small cheese producer, they may not be directly impacted because they wouldn't fall under the criteria of the legislation. But then a big supermarket like Tesco is want to know their carbon footprint for any product that they have. So it's just a matter of time before nearly all businesses are going to be impacted by this legislation one way or another.
And to get their first foot forward, what can small, medium enterprises do? How can they get that ball rolling for themselves?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it's often what a lot of businesses struggle with. And a lot of businesses worry because they fear that they might be accused of greenwashing, and they don't.
Yeah.
They could be doing great things already to do with the environment, but then they're just afraid to say anything in case they get called out about it. So I think that the first step is education. So really thinking about sustainability and how that applies to your business. And then the next step is carrying out what we call a materiality assessment. So that's finding out where your greatest impact is. So then you can focus on that when you're creating your strategy for ESG and for making your business more sustainable and making more of that positive change.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's about monitoring your strategy going forward. So it's reporting and finding out, did you actually meet your targets? And then it's realizing that this is a long-term journey, which is really driving the purpose of the business. So it's going to evolve, and it's going to be a long-term process that you're going to keep revisiting all the time. It's going to be the forefront of your business strategy going forward.
There are many training and opportunities available to businesses that are interested. And let me tell you, they pay off, not only in the sense of sustainability and achieving sustainable practice, but they can cut down your costs and they can also attract new business.
We're really lucky in Ireland that we have so many different resources available. The difficulty sometimes can be just trying to figure out which one is the best, because there's a lot of different agencies.
Yeah.
So very simply, because it'll take me too long to go through now, in terms of training, the SEAI have brilliant training courses at ETB. You've also got Green SkillNet, and Springboard also funds university courses. I'm actually on one now for Innovation for Sustainability. So there's really fantastic opportunities available there for training. And then for smaller businesses, there's also funding opportunities. So that's the Green for Micro at the Leo, and the Green Start for Enterprise Ireland. And then there's also opportunities available with sustainable finance. So if you're looking to perhaps change your business and incorporate something which requires a lot of funding, you may be able to get lower interest rates through that sustainable finance in order to implement that. So there's huge opportunity to reduce costs and improve your business processes. But there's also the opportunity to improve the processes within your own business and really think about what is your business purpose. And then you've got the opportunity to win more business and to grow sustainably. Essentially, it's an opportunity for all businesses to gain a competitive advantage and at the same time contribute to the greatest global challenge for all of us now and generations to come.
A massive thanks to Eddie for that conversation and to Niamh Shields for producing. The links to the resources that Eddie mentioned are on our tip sheet. You can find that on our socials, on our website, highlandradio.com, and on irstoprotect.ie. That's all for now for this week. Until next week, have a good one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out irstoprotect.ie for more information.